Yeah.
Once again, we back. We back, ladies and gentlemen. Stoner Zone Podcast. I am Big Zone. He is Stoner Jones. And this podcast, I feel like it's a trait that's been going on.
I need a definition.
We kind of turn to like a real nigga relationship podcast. You feel me? And that I'm not just saying relationship as like boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm just talking about straight up interaction. You know what I'm saying? With the opposite sex. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? I feel like life, that's what life lead me to. You know what I'm saying? When you spark a conversation. And what we talking about today? What are we talking about today?
Well, what I want to know is...
Oh, before we get into that, I'm smoking Glookies. Gelato 41 mixed with Gorilla Glue and cookies. You know, so I always tell y'all what gas we sparking before we start off and shit. This just when I'm sparking now. I got some mud shit in the cut. I don't know what my mind rolling up.
This is some motherfucking gorilla cake.
Oh yeah. I think I got some of that too.
Fine specimen. It's a fine specimen here.
Y'all seen the nigga Star in the Morning trip out off the Gorilla Glue?
Hey.
That's a real old head weed right there, son.
That shit was hilarious.
That's a real old head weed. That's old head Zai.
In the Bubba Kush.
In the Bubba fucking Kush, boy. I remember that day.
Fuck no. What happened to that super dog? Sheesh.
Got that shit in the headquarters.
I think I got some. It was something still in that bag?
Yeah, a little bit. But, yeah, man, what we talking about today is a sensitive subject. We kind of touched on it last week, but we ain't really delve deep. You feel me? A subject that I hold kind of dear in my heart because I find myself in this situation often. Very, very, very often. What are we talking about? Talking about the side nigga, man. Talking about the side nigga, you feel me? Not even the side bitch. Per se, because it's totally different. You know what I'm saying? It's two totally different situations. And I just feel like, as men, which is damn near always often, we catch the short end of the stick in any situation. Pause.
All situations.
You know what I'm saying? Especially in the side nigga situation. I used to be side nigga of the year for at least 3 years running.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I was right behind.
And it got to the point where I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
I retired. I hung my jersey up in the rafters.
Man. I don't like it, man. But for some odd reason, I just always end up with females with boyfriends, man.
It's like bitches, females with boyfriends fuck with me harder than single females do.
Way harder.
You see what I'm saying?
Why is that though, ladies? That's what I don't get. It's a lot of things I don't get about
females.
All
the single girls want to date baby fathers and boyfriends. You see what I'm saying? They don't want to date no single niggas. You feel me? I hang with single people. I'm in the clubs all the time when the clubs was open. You feel me? I have a crew of motherfuckers that I see at the clubs every week. You see what I'm saying? No matter what clubs I go, I got a club crew. You see what I'm saying? A U Street crew, A Street crew, Go-Go crew. You see what I'm saying? I see these people all the time at the clubs. You feel me? Most of them are single.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Most of them are single. You feel me? Let them tell it on the ground. They want a relationship.
Right.
You feel me? But it's a bunch of single niggas in the club with you every week that's going smack at you.
You feel me?
It's a bunch of single niggas going smack at you on the ground.
And
you feel me?
That's what I try to.
But you so hung up on this bitch boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? You mad because you can't be with him. You feel me? Mm. Or whenever you do get a chance to be with him, it's smoke behind it. You see what I'm saying? You're going to post a nigga MCM with the emoji over his face on your close friends on Monday. One of your hating ass friends is going to send it to a bitch. You see what I'm saying? Or you might just post it on your record story with the emoji over it. Somebody's going to see it and it's going to be smoke. You feel me? Then you're going to have to delete it. Then for the rest of the week, niggas ain't shit. You see what I'm saying? Fuck yeah, that man. Nigga. You gonna go on that bitch, try to play with her. Oh, your nigga in my DMs. Your nigga, come get your nigga. Da 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 da. But bitch, that's her nigga, like you said. Why is it that you willing to go to war with a bitch for her nigga? You see what I'm saying? Then have your own nigga.
I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? For the life of me, I don't understand that. And I just don't understand, like, why do the females with boyfriends be the ones, you know what I'm saying, be the most sneaky? You feel me? For the past 5 years, like I told y'all last episode, I've been single. You know what I'm saying? I've been single for the past 5 years. And I'd be damned if the majority of the relationships, you know what I'm saying, women that I've been dating, the majority of the meaningful ones have been with females that got boyfriends, let alone live with them, let alone kids with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you doing any and everything for me as if this nigga with don't me. Exist.
Yeah. Confessing feelings, catching feelings, buying shit,
getting mad at me,
catching attitudes.
I feel as though if I'm, like, it's been in some situations I've been fucking with a nigga girl, bruh, and she make me feel like I'm cheating when right. I'm out with another bitch.
I got on you about that. I got on you about that. You don't remember when you told a bitch I talked to somebody? What do you mean you talked to somebody? Why are you taking yourself off the market for another nigga girl?
Bruh, she was, the thing is, in all actuality and for all intensive purposes, that was my girl too, bro. I was dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was dead ass wrong.
It's dead as crazy, but it, but it's that's the how it be.
It's the honest that's to God truth. That's how it be. You know you what I'm saying? This bitch is holding me down more than any of my other bitches. You know what I'm saying? You bruh, doing shit for me without me asking.
I have been telling me, motherfucking, when I was going through my shit with shorty, and I was like, man, if I stay here, you see what I'm saying, I'm gonna kill you. You see what I'm saying? So I need to go before I end up going to jail, cause you asking for it. So motherfucking, when I was, you know, in my transition, she telling me, mind you, she's in a relationship. You see what I'm saying? Goes out of town, out the country, and all of that. Right. You feel me? All the time with her boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? And she's telling me to come and move with her. You see what I'm saying? And we just gonna have to work around him. You feel me? She wants me to come move with her and work around her boyfriend. Days he wanna come over and chill, he not gonna spend a night, cause he don't never spend a night. I'm not gonna let him spend a night. You see what I'm saying? Kid, but days when he wanna come over here and you outside, you see what I'm saying? I'ma just hit you when he leave type shit. Let you know when to come. You feel me?
The thing is, bro,
I'm like,
that's what it is right there. That's why. We asking why. It's that, bro. That false sense of entitlement right there. That's why females with boyfriends keep fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we keep finding ourselves with girls that's in relationships. Because they all feel like they entitled to more than one nigga. Just imagine, bro. Just imagine if you was to try to tell a girl that. If you was to try to tell her that. If it's the other way around.
Right.
You had a girlfriend and you telling her, come move in with me, but just leave when my girl come over. She ain't gonna stay. But, you know, so I'm gonna call you when she be.
So I would be the wildest nigga.
You would be the wildest nigga in the world.
I would have her all kinds of fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Why do y'all bitches feel like it's that easy? You know what I'm saying? I got a girl right now who's basically trying to tell me I'm her other boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
I had a bitch telling me, she's crying in my passenger seat, crying tears. I know I have a boyfriend, but so what? Exactly, you know how I feel about you.
I have the same
you exact know how I feel situation, about you. So what? Bro. You know that. You been knew that. You see what I'm saying? That don't got nothing to do with me and you. Like, we got our own thing. Like, I'm like, bruh.
It's the false.
Are you sense really of, crying right now, bro?
Right. It's the false sense of entitlement, and you know what that leads to? It leads to the attention seeking, grabbing. You know what I'm saying? Females need a lot of attention, and if you, as your boyfriend, not showing your girl attention, you can 1,000% believe she's going to get it from another nigga. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much she with her girls, no matter how much, you know what I'm saying, she with the kids, I guarantee you, she telling somebody about her day. You, via text message, Instagram, WhatsApp, you know what I'm saying? Or straight up right in your face, bruh. Man, this girl be on FaceTime all day and night while she's in the house with her nigga. I've never seen this shit before, bruh. Never seen it.
I done had niggas know my name. Nigga, oh, you gonna call Chris? You gonna call your boyfriend? You see what I'm saying? At a point. You feel me? But you gonna call your boyfriend? You see what I'm saying? Who you about to call
bruh,
him?
I had a nigga show his baby mother parents me. And I text her. Nigga showed her parents, bruh.
I done had to realize, have a real conversation with a nigga and let him know that he needs to calm himself down. I don't know what she told you, but we can talk like men and I'll tell you whatever the fuck it is you want to know. You see what I'm saying? That's another thing too. Like, we got to keep all the secrets.
Yeah, bro, as the side nigga.
But a bitch will out you in a second. A bitch will out you in a second.
I had a bitch scream, "You ate my ass in the middle of a pool party."
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? And lo and behold, it backfired on her.
Right.
But still, you know what I'm saying? Shawty, you know how much shit I know about you that I never tell?
Right.
You know how much shit I got on you that I'll never speak about?
Right.
Even after you tried to tell the world I ate your ass? It's a sick world we live in, man. It's like, it's fucked up for men. You feel me?
It's an attack on men, bro.
It's an attack on men. You know what I'm saying? And when niggas, you know what I'm saying, accidentally, what word am I trying to say? It's like, man, when y'all niggas do certain shit or say certain shit or allow certain shit, it's only enabling it. You know what I'm saying? It's only enabling this shit. The simps. You feel me? The simps of the world has fucked it up, man, for all men.
Let me.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me read.
Fuck some real simps. Niggas. Y'all some fucked it up for all men, bruh. Men can't be men no more. You simps allowed the Me Too movement to come. You know what I'm saying?
And
no disrespect. But the LGBT, you know what I'm saying? They voice is just a little too boisterous at sometimes for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Don't have no problem with y'all. Have no problem with the LGBT. You feel me? Let me go ahead and say that. But still gonna speak my piece. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple groups that's just got they voice. And as a black man, what do we have, bro? Where is our voice at?
We don't have one. We've been silenced.
We've been silenced, bruh. We've been silenced. And niggas done helped it. Niggas helped the shit happen. That's the fucked up part about it. Y'all let the shit happen.
Listen, I seen a nigga say, "I'm this toxic." I hate that word, toxic.
Yeah.
And I wanna know what it means. Nigga says, "I'm this toxic. She can shoot me and I be at her bail hair like it wasn't her free bay."
I hate you niggas. I hate you fucking simps, bruh. What do you mean? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean, bruh?
In a relationship, the female is supposed to plan the vacation and the man is supposed to pay for it.
Now put it here. Now go back to that first joint. That this toxic shit, right?
Yeah.
Because
what is toxic?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I got a call.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? But it's like that type of shit, right? I guess toxic is that type of shit. When you allow domestic violence, physicality of any sort, which could be, you know what I'm saying, vocal abuse, you know what I'm saying? When you allow that type of shit in your relationship and you feed off of it, you know what I'm saying? When you feel like that type of shit means that I love you or this person loves me, that's being toxic. Where you at?
Hey, I don't know. You must have deleted. But look, I'm on a podcast, right? And I need a female to explain to me what toxic is. Like when a female say I'm toxic or I'm this toxic, like what are you saying when you say that?
Doing a podcast right now.
Yeah. We live.
We're live.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just letting the person know, like, they got bad traits. I feel I feel like they got some bad traits. But I feel like toxic, I don't really know, because I'm not a toxic person, so I can't really elaborate on toxic people.
I'm saying, but you see the females, that's like the thing, the trend going on right now. You see what I'm saying? I'm toxic,
like,
I'm toxic.
I'm toxic.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. So I just feel like they just let you know what they're going to do ahead of time. I'm not even going to lie because I pay attention to that. Like, I feel like they just let you know ahead of time.
That I'm a difficult person to deal with. I'm rotten to the core and all of this and all of that. Why do females feel like that shit is cute? Dudes do what?
Why you think dudes do it?
The niggas doing shit like that are simping. They just trying to fit in with the girls.
A toxic trait for a man could be totally different. You know
right,
what I'm
but the, I'm talking about the way
man,
you act.
A toxic trait for a man is way toxicer than a female.
No. We're not going to do that.
All right, so give me an example of a toxic trait for a man.
A toxic trait for a man, they want a person like they female. They want them like say if they talking to a female, they just started talking to somebody or a female, whatever the case may be. They'll be like a female, will text them, call them, good morning, da da da. But they expect for somebody to call them a thousand times. If you be like, oh, I text you this morning and you ain't answer, they be like, oh, you ain't call me. Oh, blow me up or whatever the case would be. Like, you don't have to blow a person up. But we got another female
right here. Sasha's going to
elaborate on toxic
dudes.
You say
females more toxic? Hello?
Yeah.
So what's the question?
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is toxic? You know how females be saying, I'm toxic?
No good, you know, vibes to you. If they not doing good, they want to bring negative vibes around everyone. If they not successful in life or they've been through things, how can they want something good or want to do anything good or better or bring you any good energy? I just feel as though they just negative all the way around.
So why do females feel like that shit is cute? Why is that like the thing that's the trend right now, being toxic? In the scope of things, that's what it's looking like.
Only reason why I would say it could be because, you know, they say the power
That's and y'all living and dying on that right now. It's like that shit just woke y'all up, because that's, I just heard a song today that a City Girl song that shit said, this pussy be extorting niggas. This pussy this, right. This pussy get that, this pussy. Right. I'm like, right. God damn.
And like we birth y'all too, you feel me? We are in control of a lot of things. At the end of the day, who can step off and roll out? Well, who normally do it? It's the dads, you feel me? They can come and go as they please. And us as women as being strong, we be like, oh, we don't need a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely the females have the upper hand, because you gotta think about it. We do birth y'all as well. Y'all help make, you know what I'm saying? But we hold all the pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. You see what I'm saying? But that's, I could see that. I could see that. But if we gonna talk about like in most cases like that, you see what I'm saying? We have a lot of, you feel me, government assistance, you see what I'm saying? We have a lot of people who is having kids for that sole purpose. So I can get me an apartment and get a check. You see what I'm saying? So
which is not good at all.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's all about too how we was brought up, who we have in our family, or if our mom or dad is around or in our life, or if we was put in the system as a child. How could we want to do better and want more things if we have never seen it? And that goes back for our mother and their mothers, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, if the cycle was never broken, how could you want to do different or know what is different or what is right to do? All we doing is going based off what's already there.
Yeah, that's true. And they'd always say that the cycle.
Like, I came up, you know what I'm saying, without my mom and don't know my dad. But all I did was pray and watch certain things. But it's different strokes for different folks. You know, right. To sometimes get out of a situation to see better and just pray to God that you can do more, you know, in the coming years, and just pray on your future and stuff like that. Because if not, then you might not have nothing good coming for you. But you got to want different as well. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be, around this hood and I'm going to do this and this is what's led. You know, stuff like that. Like, it ain't all about that. It's about growing and becoming better. Especially when you have kids, you got to set examples for them. Something that my mom didn't do for me. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that.
It's definitely good to be perfecting your craft. People is coming out and doing things that they never even knew they had in them. You feel me?
Yeah.
You, if you have not been doing nothing, while you haven't been working or whatever the case may be,
you'd have found a way to make some money yourself in this situation.
Yeah, you're just funding yourself. It's all about, it's good for black people to be out here grinding and doing and hustling. Like, anything. You can be people making face masks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You can be cooking, selling dinners. Like I have a cousin, she does nails. I cook. Like, you can do hair. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If it's something you really like or something that always interests you, you never know. Everyone needs stuff. Kids are always being born. You can be creating baby clothes, anything. Like, cutting glass. I don't know. Whatever the men want to do, you want to get into a detailing business.
But listen. Listen, because you said you got to set the example, right? And like you said, you didn't have your mom and you don't know your dad. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people like that. You see what I'm saying? And especially in today with the young parents, a lot of people is growing up with their parents and shit. Do you think that people are looking up to celebrities more than they look into their moms? Or, you know, and I'm not just talking about women. I'm talking about the men, too. I'm talking about the black community.
Hell yeah, with the men. The Migos and all these motherfuckers is popping. They think they them. You know what I'm saying?
The NBA young boys.
All that shit. They think they them.
The Meg the Stallions. The City Girls.
The girls think they are them. They want to be them. That's why when they rap about fuck niggas and this and that, that's how I'll be them. Awesome fuck niggas. We don't do niggas type shit. Like, all when it's our birthday, we ain't even got a fucking place to do certain things, and we still be out here all lit and live doing all that other shit just for the gram. You feel me?
Right.
Every time your whole mattress is on the floor, you don't even have a box spring. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, seriously, that's how it be. It's just all for the gram. It's all for clout. And that's because of what they see. Magic music help us get through things. Music is a way that we cope with stuff that we dealing with. It's like, damn, this person talking what exactly what I want to hear. Music is music to our ears, basically. So that's basically what is going on. It's all about what you see.
So why do you think people would rather live on social media than in the real world? People would rather fake for the gram.
They don't want people to see what's really going on. Mm. They don't want people to see the hard times and stuff like that. They don't want people to see that. Because they don't want to give no one nothing to talk about. Because people going to talk regardless. But they like, oh, if I give them something to talk about, they going to talk some good shit. Be like, oh, she always pop and she always this. But they won't show what's really going on.
Right.
That they live in a house with, you know, other people, or, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got a pot to piss in the window to throw it out of. They not going to show that shit.
Right.
Because they know people going to rip them apart. Like, oh, wow, you doing this, but you got all this going on. You know, all that. It's just, it's all.
Don't add up.
Like, nah. It's like, in the beginning, you might as well just keep your life private and stay off social media and get yourself together.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, but that's my word. I'm about to get my nails done, and I'm supporting a black business as well. So hit me up on my food page, Tristy, and let you know.
All right, go ahead. Shout it out for the podcast.
Oh, the food page is cooking, COOKING _ with WITH, another _ Natasha, NATOSHA. I'm doing chop salads tomorrow, so hit me up. Yesterday I did my Alfredo. And also, my cousin, she wants y'all her nail page out, so give me 1 second.
All right.
The nail page is Imani Q, E as in elephant, M as in man, A as in apple, N as in Nick, I as in igloo, Q as in queen, Q as in umbrella, E as in elephant, dot, as in a brilliant, nails, NAILS _. Follow me, book with me, support black-owned business, y'all.
I bet. Thank y'all. We supporting black-owned business. I'm going to send them y'all away.
Definitely support black-owned business.
And, Tracy is back on the file, so support my business page, too. It's Worth Her, WORTHHER. Worth Her. Anybody want their lace, want to go with anything, wigs, you know. What channel is y'all podcast?
I'm going to send you the link when we post it, y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
So I hope y'all got some gems for my girl.
We definitely did. And we appreciate y'all getting on.
Everybody is really listening and paying attention and taking heed to what Tasha said, because she was really dropping some free game.
Definitely did. I'm going to get you on the next joint, Tracy.
Okay. Have a good day, y'all.
All right.
Went a little more left than I would have expected. But
right.
Good content, man. Y'all go get y'all nails done, lashes, shorty got plates, you know what I'm saying? We support black-owned business here. Hope y'all did pay attention to what she was saying, though. She definitely was dropping some gems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But she didn't really go where I wanted her to go.
Yeah,
you
she
know
what I'm saying? Go
she strayed away from the questions that
exactly. I felt like she was dancing a little bit. You see what I'm saying? And trying to give me some run-on sentences and shit. She was dancing a little bit.
She tried... Martin Luther King guy shit.
Yeah. She wanted to get it the honest. I need a ratchet. I need a real. I'm about to tell somebody. I ain't gonna tell them we on the podcast. That's what I'm about to do. Cause I need a real.
Yeah, man. Cause it's like, you feel me? I worked in the club. We both worked in the club. You know, and y'all was always coming in there with y'all boyfriends. You feel me? I seen a lot of y'all pop out over the niggas that support y'all. You know what I'm saying? And then this is my thing, right? This is my whole thing.
why not leave? You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you.
Women, I know why, but I want them to hear where I'm coming from. For centuries, right? Mm. For centuries, the black female has made songs, poems, speeches, rants, you know what I'm saying, about niggas cheating. You feel me? Why, when black men stop cheating, y'all want to turn up like this? Because y'all niggas don't even be doing nothing. And if he is, why not leave?
Right.
You want to know why they don't leave?
Because he ain't doing shit. It ain't no reason to leave. You see what I'm saying? Let me give it to you from a nigga who has side bitches. You see what I'm saying? You want me to tell you what I told these bitches? I will never leave my girl for you. Don't take it the wrong way, but we just locked in. You see what I'm saying? So if you can't understand that and play your role, then this we can't do. I can't fuck with you, cause she not going nowhere. You see what I'm saying?
But my thing is,
that's just me being on man time, and right. I'm saying that because
that's what you gotta do.
I done had bitches that I liked. You see what I'm saying? That I'm chilling with. These my side bitches. You feel me? And motherfucking, as much as I like you, I couldn't leave everything that I got going on to start over with you. You aren't guaranteed. You see what I'm saying?
I've been telling my little folks, all my little folks, that for years. You know what I'm saying? Even back when I was in college. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a girl, like, for one, you can't have two girlfriends. You can't have two boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? Especially the older you get. Mm-hmm. That's just too stressful, too time consuming. You feel me? For you to have two meaningful relationships.
Somebody got to know.
You know
the
what
truth.
I'm saying? Somebody has to know what's going on. And I tell my male friends and female friends this. You know what I'm saying? I tell them this all the time. Back when I used to cheat, I never fell in love with nobody I was cheating with.
Yeah.
Never. You know what I'm saying? I liked you, but I never even had like real, real feelings. You know what I'm saying? But that's because, like, me and my girl was locked in. You know what I'm saying? She's not going nowhere. You feel me?
Right, right, right.
She's not going nowhere.
And I'm not saying, like, I was just out here cheating on my girl and shit like that.
Yeah, I know. It's just, when you, look, man, like I said, when you in relationships for multiple years, shit happens. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I had people that I was talking to. You see what I'm saying?
Everything's not always about sex. You know
what I'm saying? Right, right, right. Everything ain't always about sex. You see what I'm saying?
But that's the thing, though, bruh. As the side nigga, I gotta fulfill so much shit besides sex.
Right.
You know, when you cheating, it should just be that.
It should just be sex.
Or it should just be conversational.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you trying to mix everything, you know, you basically just want another boyfriend.
Right. You pressing me out. You calling me. You getting mad when I don't answer.
You want to stress yourself out. You know what I'm saying?
You stress out about two niggas. You feel me? Kid, you get into it with this nigga. You live with him. You see what I'm saying? So y'all get into it from time to time. And then you mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I didn't answer the phone last night. Now I answer the phone because I was with some bitch. Like, I can't be with a bitch.
Right. That be my thing. You live with your nigga.
I'm single.
The fuck?
I'm single. You not single.
Thank you, bruh. Like, at least somebody else gets this shit.
That's don't get all in trouble, try to fuck with me. I'm single, you that.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got your females that's too sneaky with it. I can't even call your phone. I gotta wait for you to call me.
Sport.
You know what I'm saying? I'm blocked most of the time.
Right. I don't like those.
I don't like nothing about this cheating shit.
As a man, bitch, I'm not about to let you, you see what I'm saying? You doing that for a reason. Because ain't nothing going on in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no reason to be doing what the fuck you doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get caught doing what the fuck you doing, you gonna get the fuck in trouble because mm-hmm. you dead ass wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you gotta block me. Mm-hmm. That's why I can't call you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I gotta wait for you to call me. And if I miss the call, it's like, dang. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Can't even call her back. Because, yep. You see what I'm saying? That was 20 minutes ago.
That's exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
She could have just called me on her way to the store real quick. Yep. Just to call me real quick.
Yep.
Why she can't? Why she got some time to talk? You feel me? Go back in the house, delete the messages, delete the calls.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas don't be doing shit. They just don't be showing y'all enough attention. She said it. And she strayed away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She confirmed my theory. Not even a theory. She just confirmed what I already knew. What females tell me all the time. You know what I'm saying? My little joint get mad at me when I'm not showing her no attention. She already not getting none at home. You feel me? But it's like, it's not my job. Like, this sad nigga shit come with too much responsibilities and not enough perks. Had a girl tell me, if you fucking me, you gonna do what I say.
What does that mean?
But I never laughed so hard in my life. I never laughed so hard in my fucking life.
Bitches be having it fucked up.
The false sense of entitlement, man.
They really be having it fucked up.
False sense of entitlement. Y'all keep listening to these city girls, Megan Thee Stallion and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing is, bitches be having their own money, though. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? All the bitches I fuck with got their own shit. But y'all still greedy. You know what I'm saying? That still don't mean you spending a dime on anybody but yourself and probably your kids.
Right.
Shit sad, man. Because if I was to be like that, then we wouldn't get nowhere.
Exactly.
We wouldn't get nowhere with nobody. I got my own kid. You know what I'm saying? I still get my baby mother bread. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucked her in over 5 years. You feel me?
Exactly.
This is still shit I gotta do as a man. You know what I'm saying? But where do we get our reciprocation?
Exactly. That's the thing. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. Me chilling with you and you letting me take you out. You see what I'm saying? And you letting me fuck you all good and shit like that. You feel me? And you, me letting you sit, me sitting on the phone with you and letting you talk all motherfucking day because this little nigga don't want to talk to you. You see what I'm saying? And I ain't doing shit but riding around busting jeans anyway. You see what I'm saying? So I could throw the earpod in and
right.
Yeah,
right,
true,
right.
Oh, for real,
right.
That's let you all get your shit off. You see what I'm saying? Kill. But what are you doing for me?
What are you doing for me?
Because you gotta do shit for your nigga.
For one, and if you want to talk about pussy. You busting more nuts than me every time.
I'm getting the short end of the stick.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee on the
sex, because I gotta fuck the shit out of you.
You know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
I guarantee you nothing more than me every time we fuck. That's a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? So who really is reciprocating what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I was like, I want my own bitch, but I done been through so much with other niggas' females, bruh. I know my girl can love the shit out of me and real life love the shit out of another nigga, bruh. Just the same.
See, bro. And then you get to the point where I'm at in life where do you just accept it?
That's what I'm saying, bruh. That's what the fuck.
Or, because I don't want to be one of them hawking ass, geeking ass niggas. Like, I like my space and my free time.
Yeah,
you see
bro.
What I'm saying? Not to motherfucking fuck other bitches, but just to, you see what I'm saying? Be by myself. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Kill. I like that I needed that time. You see what I'm saying? Especially we live together. I'm around you all the time. You see what I'm saying? I can't share nothing with you if I'm sharing everything with you. If that makes sense. If we together all the time, you seeing everything I'm saying, you hearing everything I'm hearing, you reading all of my text messages and shit, what the fuck are we gonna have to talk about?
Right.
What am I gonna have to myself?
Stop being on FaceTime with me and asking me what I'm doing.
You see what I'm doing?
Like, you blatantly just having conversation. See what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Have a conversation.
Please stop calling me on FaceTime and ask me what I'm doing 10, 15 don't, times.
And you know what else I hate? Don't motherfucking get mad if I put you on pause. I was scrolling on Instagram. It's because that bitch ass
nigga made that fucking line in that song, bruh.
Exactly.
Bitch, I'm looking at my text.
I'm having a conversation. The fuck? Business that I'm handling.
I don't even care if I'm just on Instagram.
Oh, I was on Instagram before you called me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I love Twitter. The fuck?
I was doing this shit before you called me. I gotta stop everything. It's not like I can't have a conversation with you. You see what I'm saying? If you want me to see something, I can see it. I can flip back to the camera real quick. You see what I'm saying? But if we ain't really talking, or we is talking and you doing something, you not even looking in the camera because you walking around doing this, that, and the third, I don't gotta sit and stare.
Right at the wall. Stay at the fucking fridge.
Take me off pause. What do you mean take you off pause? I can hear you just fine. I'm coming back. I ain't gone nowhere. What are you doing? Why you got me on pause? Bitch, mind your business.
Where do we get our reciprocation, bro? And then this be the thing. Oh, man. How much time we got left? Because they cut it. We got about 9 minutes. We might got to save this topic, but we're going to lead into it. You know what I'm saying? The girls with money, you know what I'm saying? They don't want the niggas with money. That's the thing, bruh. I got my own money, my own shit, you know what I'm saying? And good dick. I'm winning all the way around the board. But for some reason, the girls that got their own money and own shit and good pussy
don't wanna fuck
you. You know what I'm saying? Wanna clash with me.
You see what I'm saying? I done had bitches fuck me and tell me you got the best dick, your dick bomb and shit, this, that, and the third. But they ain't trying to, you see what I'm saying? You feel me? I done had a bitch break it down to me. You feel me? You can have any bitch you want because you got good dick, you got a car, you got your spot, you got money. You see what I'm saying? You don't need me. You feel me? That nigga right there, he needs me. He needs me to eat. He needs me for clothes and shoes. I'm gonna get him fly. You see what I'm saying? He can come stay at my house. You feel me? He gonna come in there every motherfucking night. He can drive my car and he gotta bring it back. You feel me? That's why. You see what I'm saying? Sorry. It's fucked up that it's like that. You see what I'm saying? But you're just too much of an intimidation. You see what I'm saying? Because you got it going on. You feel me? You need a bitch that don't got shit. It's because she's going to worship the ground you walk on. You see what I'm saying? She's going to do whatever the fuck you say because you that nigga to her. You
only feel me? The ones who got some shit going for themselves is already in that nigga girl. Girl, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of
and
shit.
They the only ones that's going to take a chance.
It's been locked in.
I don't want nobody that don't got shit.
Right. I was just telling.
I can't even look at myself to do it.
On this bitch live the other day, we was having a conversation. Everybody on the live. And some of the bitches, they talking about, you see what I'm saying? Paying for pussy, basically. You feel me? If a nigga, if I ask a nigga for some money or this, that, and the third, da, 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 da. I'm like, listen, man. If we having a transaction that I'm just paying for the sex, then that's one thing. You see what I'm saying? But if we dating, you feel me? I feel like shit should be mutual. I don't know you like that. You see what I'm saying? Kid, I can pay for you. You see what I'm saying? I don't mind. But you're not about to just run me off as a trick. You see what I'm saying? And then I don't get nothing out of the deal. You feel me? I done took you out 2-3 times. You feel me? I done bought you this. I done gave you a couple dollars for your phone bill. Got your nails done and shit. And now you're not feeling me no more. You see what I'm saying? Well, I did something to blow you, and you ain't fucking with me no more. Now you only hitting me when it's a motherfucker, it's a crisis, and you need some money or you need a ride.
I don't be getting it, bro. It's a lot of other shit, you know what I'm saying, that I want to get into, and I'm glad we can save it because it's for a whole nother part. You feel me? But I need females to call in and just keep this shit 100. Cause yeah, I can't keep speaking on shit with no rebuttal.
I'm doing my
I have too many questions.
We got to do cast calls. We got to write a question down. We got to get these females ahead of time. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't tell them what we talking about. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Just be ready for me to call you. You see what I'm saying? I need you to get on the podcast.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Right.
You feel me? What you going to ask me?
Man.
I'm going to let you know when it get on. It's probably
going to
be some relationship shit. But don't lie. Don't be trying to act like, you see what I'm saying? I need you to explain shit. You don't even got to explain it for yourself, but explain what these bitches is doing. You feel me? I take the heat off of you. You don't got to say it's you or why you do it. You feel me? Because that's what bitches going to try to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not toxic. Oh, I don't. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why, bitch, you a bitch.
Got it. Bad track get us canceled. Episode 3, season 1.
But listen, ladies.
Can we edit it?
Yeah, we can edit it. When I say bitch, I'm saying bitch as in general. Bitch, nigga. Niggas, bitches. Niggas, mm-hmm. niggas are men. Bitches are females. That's right. What I'm saying. I'm not.
I know.
No derogatory. No, that's what I'm explaining it to. You see what I'm saying? Because that comes off when men say that. You see what I'm saying? Women take offense to it for no reason. Like, they don't know what we saying. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it to disrespect nobody. I'm saying in a general speaking terms. You see what I'm saying? That's how we talk in the streets. You feel me? Everybody knows that. You see what I'm saying? Just because I'm on this microphone, I'm not going to act like this is not how I talk. You see what
I'm
saying?
Right,
you know,
right.
And everybody, I'm not going to sit up here and call a woman a bitch to her face. I don't do that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't do that. I don't call women bitches. Hey, bitch, come here, bitch. Give me this, bitch. Stop playing with me, bitch. Unless I mean it. Mm. You see what I'm saying? But I don't play like that with women. You see what I'm saying? When I say bitches, I'm saying bitches as in niggas. I ain't got no bitches.
My final thoughts and my final thing on this shit, bro. Is if you got a boyfriend, you feel me? We're going to act like you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Don't get mad.
You know what I'm saying? I done realized, fell in love with a nigga girl before. And I ain't doing it no more. You know what I'm saying? My bad. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? That happens when you play in that gray area. So if you got a boyfriend and you trying to fuck with me, just know I'm a straight up sad nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your other boyfriend. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. You like me, you try to fuck, call me, we can link, go out, get some drinks, and fuck. You feel me? That's what a side nigga's supposed to do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a side nigga's supposed to do. Bitches want a side nigga to be paying bills and doing all this other big wild shit. Bitch, then why you have a boyfriend if I got to do all of this?
I need y'all to answer these questions. Please, please.
Why do you have a boyfriend?
Please, somebody answer these questions.
Why are you committed to this nigga? You laid up with this nigga every day and he can't even give you no bread on the rent. You feel me? He ain't even out here, you see what I'm saying, grinding for you. You feel me? Kill.
We'll be back later on this week, man.
You know, I know a lot of bitches that fuck with nothing ass niggas.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Even though we just started to get into it.
And they not even gonna keep it real about
that. Don't worry about it. Just keep it for the next one, man. We out of here.
Keep it real about that.
Stoner's Own podcast. We'll see y'all later on this week, man. Please give us answers. Please.